All right, I'm Perry. This is Hidden Plains. I do my right star of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele.
I'm trapped in an episode of When Going Viral Goes Wrong.
Yeah, wait, break it down for me. I didn't know if we were going to be allowed to talk about this. You want to give me...
I mean, look, Nikki Haley sucks. Let's get that out of the way first. Fuck Nikki Haley.
Well, hold on. Let's walk it back. What led to this? You, Alex, and...
Do you want
to
watch? I'll let me bookmark a clip.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, because now we have a sitting senator... congressman tweeting about it.
Yeah, let's if I just go to Twitter, it'll log into our account, I think.
Should,
right? Okay,
yeah, go to the bookmarks.
Where do bookmarks exist?
Hit the dots on more.
Okay, more. Hey, there we go.
The podcast,
learning how to use Twitter
there
in real time. Okay, so this was, how many days ago was this? It's about
Thursday.
Okay, so this is relatively fresh. And this is...
All right, so we went to a Nikki Haley event. We RSVP'd. We had tickets.
Now, when you say you RSVP'd, they... Like, you had to give them your name, right? Like, they knew...
I think so. I don't remember. I had to do the RSVP, but you had to just... I mean, they were like... I think they were free tickets. You just had to go on and sign up for them.
Okay.
But, so we were going to go to that. And before, like 5 minutes before, and we should have filmed this. We're stupid for not doing it.
Always film.
We went to the media area, and they said, Blaze TV's not allowed in the event. And we're like, do you mean Alex, or do you mean
Blaze TV?
And then at the time, they said Blaze. So obviously, our whole show was we're going to go to the Nikki Haley event. So we were, we had a good game plan. We're going to be nice. We're going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then they banned us. And then, you know.
Things occurred.
We were a little hot under the collar, maybe. You know, Alex wasn't thrilled about it.
Is that what this clip is going to be?
Yeah, you know, look, we had to fill time, okay? And unfortunately, some people didn't like the way we filled time.
Well, let's put this up there, and let's... I hope Alex copyright claims us.
But you don't know why? Do you know who I am? I'm a pimp on a blimp.
I do like that he pulled the "do you know who I am?" That's a fucking cool move.
Look, he was in his zone. I wasn't going to stop him.
So you do know who I am. She does know. All the hoes know. Do you have an OnlyFans with your OnlyFans?
To Alex, leave. Leave that poor girl alone.
And this is pretty much it.
You know she cheated on her husband. Did you know that? But so did Trump, I guess, right?
Well, he called them. People are mad that he called them hoes and asked about her OnlyFans.
Well, you know, this is where the issue comes when you kind of do funny shit, but then it gets mixed in with politics. Is the two? It's like an oil and water type thing. It's all well and good, but then when it gets exposed to a wider audience, the people, we've talked about this a lot, where, you know, if you take something said purely at face value, or if you're too extracted from the greater context.
Yeah, I mean, look, out of context, okay, maybe not great.
Like, clearly for us, I obviously I know he's fucking around,
yeah,
but I could see how
he was much meaner to the police and the other people there.
We like cheaters. Did you vote for Trump in 2020? No. Dude, look, hey, this is a guy didn't let me. Look at this little pussy, guys. Look at this small little pussy.
This I stand
pussy
by because that's the dude running the Haley, part of the Haley campaign that banned us. I stand by this.
Well,
fuck that guy.
Agreed, but you know this, if you are trying to win them back over.
No, we're not. We're trying to embarrass them for unironically supporting Nikki Haley.
Oh, I'm a little pussy boy. Can't go to the event.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so insane, dude. What are they scared of?
What is there? Is there a reason they have issue with them? I mean, before this.
Look, the only thing I can think of is we titled our episode something like Alex Crashes Nikki Haley Event.
Oh, so they probably thought you were going to fuck them over.
So maybe someone saw it. I'm sure people in that campaign like Alex, but... Like five other people did get in the event that did disrupt it. So,
huh? Well, you know,
we could have at least disrupted it in a fun way.
At least they would have got some press out of it.
Yeah.
Can I get a sticker?
These are for people that are attending.
Well, we are attending. You guys won't let us in. Do you have an OnlyFans?
Oh, shit, that's funny.
You just that's what I've. I get why maybe the more hoity-toity crowd is going to like
it. Yeah, they're fuddy-duddies. It's funny.
But look, that's no one was hurt. She's laughing.
You going up to a random lady who's just passing out stickers and asking for her OnlyFans is funny. That's a very funny thing to do.
Now, especially getting banned from after getting banned from the event.
Yeah, so what has been the fallout from this?
I mean, nothing just yet, but we'll see how much further it spreads.
I mean, I guess the hope would have to be that she doesn't end up being like the main person who gets nominated, right? Because then you've made a powerful enemy.
I mean, there's not a chance on this planet that Nikki Haley's going to win the nomination. She can go work for fucking one of the military industrial complex companies, make a ton of money.
Yeah, if there was someone who was...
She's a war whore.
If there was someone who was okay to piss off, I'd vote her. I'm kind of...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you lose her.
There were so many people at that event that I was genuinely like, this is why voting is stupid.
It's... Who is... The only reason I could ever think to show up to one of these events would be to fuck with it. Like, I don't... Who is
a lot
sincerely...
Of geezer, a lot of geezers.
Of course, it's always old people, isn't it?
Old white folks.
I don't... That's kind of been the case. That was like when Vivek was speaking in like a pizza shop and then it panned to the audience. Everyone was just like 95 years old.
Yeah, it's, pretty much.
That is,
those are the people who show up.
That is who you're talking to.
They don't have anything else to do.
All right. From one internet rabble rouser to another. I've been enjoying this. The Vosh fallout. I think we've...
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
It's continued to build. And my favorite part of this, so Keffels...
Poor Keffels.
This was, I think, 2 weeks ago. So before any of the Vosh shit happened, I just find this very, very ironic. She tweets out, "I want to be more open and honest person, even as some people will attack me for being vulnerable. I'm actively avoiding internet drama."
Whoops.
"It made me a toxic, bitter person. I hated myself. I don't want to deny anyone community over internet beefs no one will remember in 5 years. This isn't an apology. Most of the things people dislike me for are my reactions to people being shitty to me." That's not true. We'll get into that in a second. "But the only way to end the cycle is to walk away from it. I feel a sense of peace I've not felt in over a year. I'm happy."
Well, I mean, what do you want her to do? She tried.
Well, this lasted for all of about 7 days. And then...
Well, she did put a timeline on it.
And then the Vosh shit came out. And when H3 covered it, she had... These tweets have all been deleted, by the way. "Hey, H3, you didn't address anything I said. I'm not pro-Lolicon. If I thought Vosh was, I wouldn't defend him. Can you please have a discussion about this instead of putting me on blast to your 2 million Instagram followers and pedo-jacketing me? This is gross."
Pedo-jacketing is a pretty cool phrase.
They invent all these terms for just being a fucking creep.
Well, the liberals are creative. Yeah, give them that.
Now, if there was one person I feel pretty comfortable throwing the pedo tarp over in addition to Voss, Keffels, who I think finally is going to face the consequences for this. For those who don't know, Keffels, trans Twitch streamer, did politics shit, did the whole End Kiwi Farms campaign, raised $100,000.
Kiwi Farms tried to get her killed.
Yeah, raised $100,000 from a GoFundMe. And then disappeared with that money and went to rehab.
Which is pretty sick, in my opinion. To just raise $100,000 and then just snort it all? Hell yeah.
That is, well, and also, you know, I was trying to watch. She put out another video defending Vosh the other day. I understand why she was addicted to coke, because she speaks, it's the slowest I've ever heard anyone speak.
She's the anti-Ben Shapiro.
Even at double speed, it's slow. Like, there's 30-second pauses in
maybe
her talking.
Maybe she did so much cocaine she retarded her speech.
But the thing that I think she's finally going to catch flack for is she used to run a Discord server called Catboy Ranch.
Right, right.
And, well, she tried to claim she wasn't involved in it. She was involved in it and then deleted all the shit. But the biggest issue with that is they would direct children to buy bathtub estrogen.
Well, that sounds like it can't go awry.
And, like, teach them how to inject it, and it came in packaging that had, like, Lolicon and shit on it.
Well, you know, look, what are you going
to
do?
So now that, you know, she came out defending Vosh, and everyone was calling her an idiot for that, and then she said they're all transphobic. But now people are picking that shit back up. And then this morning, this occurred. "I've changed my position on everything, honestly."
Wow.
"Fuck Vosh. He deserves far more criticism for all of this. I don't think he's a pedophile, but he is so goddamn reckless. I am not sleeping. I have had panic attacks." She always makes it about herself.
She does seem, you know, we say that she can't become a woman, but boy, is she dramatic like one.
Yeah, I sure don't like her.
She's really figured that part out.
Well, you know, they do say she did go to rehab. She was going to rehab about the time I got out. They do say addiction is a disease of selfishness and self-centeredness. Yeah. And I think in people like this, it is most clear because she got sober and has not become a better person.
Yeah, I mean, at least when you did coke, you were cool.
Yeah, at least you stole money. You were doing live streams.
Now you're just a sober cunt.
Yeah,
that's worse.
That's exactly the issue. Is if you don't fix yourself,
yeah.
At least when you're doing drugs, you'd be like, I'm sorry, I was high.
Yeah.
But now it's just you're a boring bad person.
Yeah, now you suck and you're not even fun.
So we'll see. I think Mudahar is going to be doing a video on Keffels. But I hope it's the end for her. I would really appreciate if we didn't have to pay attention to these people anymore.
I think Keffels probably has enough loyal idiots that they'll be able to keep going.
I'm pretty sure she's been botting her streams.
I think most of the internet's actually fake. I've started coming to the conclusion I actually significantly doubt the amount of real people on the internet anymore.
The dead internet theory is becoming increasingly likely because I've started fucking around with ChatGPT a lot more, and now that I've been doing that, when I read through stuff on Reddit or Twitter, I can tell it's an AI response. Like,
yeah.
the format of the response, the tone, the
you can see the patterns.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of Twitter accounts that are just ChatGPT with a profile pic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most of the internet is now fake.
Well, so hopefully the left has destroyed itself, or that version of the left.
This is the problem with having to defend, you know, people who are guilty of being pedophiles, pretty much.
Yeah, well, it's just funny coming from this group that called anyone a Nazi at the drop of the hat, and then someone gets caught with pictures of naked children on their hard drive, drawn naked children.
Yeah.
They're like, well, that doesn't mean he's a pedophile.
Let's not rush to conclusion, okay? That could mean a ton of things.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if they were watching us and I opened up a folder on the desktop and it was just pictures of Hitler and like Nazi uniforms and a PDF of Mein Kampf, they'd probably feel pretty comfortable calling us Nazis.
Yeah.
So I think if you open a folder on your computer and has a bunch of horses fucking children, I'm okay with calling you a pedophile.
I don't understand the urge to defend someone with that, just even if he wasn't, you know, pedo, the weird horse fucking thing.
Yeah, it's...
How are you going to be friends with someone that wants to do that?
Oh, wait, there's one more. This is the correct take. I'm very sorry you're going through all this bullshit again. It's his fault. He's so fucking careless because he didn't consider how many communities are close to his. He hurt me and a lot of people by literally being a fucking weirdo. Go watch porn on your phone, retard.
See, all she had to do was say that up top.
Jerking off on your work computer?
That's all you have to say. You're allowed to call someone a careless fucking weirdo.
Which he definitely is for having that porn on the laptop he streams
from. I guess
from.
This is the problem with having to be part of that community is you can't call anyone weird. And it's, you know what? Sometimes people are just fucking weird.
Well, there is...
Let them be weird. That's not a good or bad. It's just a thing.
I think part of the issue is like when they were trying to get trans shit to be more accepted, they didn't want to speak ill of anyone's fetishes or anything because then they wouldn't really have a leg to stand on when it came to defending themselves. But I do think like the two things that are hardwired into us when it comes to sex that are disgusting is children and animals. And he not only had both, he combined the two.
Yeah, he had the split serving of each flavor.
Yes, he did a 50-50 blend of the two worst forms of pornography you could have.
Yeah.
Now, I believe there is one last thing that'll hopefully get us a little bit more juice to squeeze out of this, which is Vosh has said he's going to be making a response video.
Hell yeah.
Which I don't know what you could possibly say.
I can't wait to see him try to spin this. You know, I mean, the only thing is I'm going to go to rehab.
So that would have been my pitch to him. If he had come to me for consultation, I would have said...
Go to rehab, dude.
I would have said the same thing to Mama Max, the guy who was doing the fake child predator
shit.
Pull
it too mad, dude. Say you were fucking eating ketamine and you tripped out.
Well, one of the things they've been trying to do to kind of get the focus off of Vosh is people have been playing clips of him in the past defending how ethical child pornography is. Where he was making a terrible argument. I understood his point, but it's probably not an argument you should make on a public platform, which he was saying, like blood diamonds, you know, they're harvested using child slavery.
Yeah.
But we're okay with people buying blood diamonds and we don't send them to prison for that. And then he used that to extend to say, by that same logic, if we want to be morally consistent, we have to be okay with people who buy child pornography, which...
Nice.
Again, I see where he's going. That's a terrible argument.
I'd rather die in a blood mine than be raped.
Yeah, well, that is the issue. You know, when you buy a blood, like, you're not wearing a child suffering on your finger.
Yeah.
You're wearing the diamond.
The diamond is cool.
Right. When you're consuming child pornography, you are consuming the suffering.
Yeah.
It would be like buying the slave child instead of buying the product of that.
Yeah, his corpse doesn't come with the ring.
So hopefully, you know, I hope whatever video he puts out ruins his career and we never have to hear from Vosh again.
I mean, look, there's just no way to make this a win.
No. Yeah, the only thing he could have possibly done is just disappear as soon as it happened. He should have done that and disappeared for 8 months.
Yeah, that should have been
the
last stream he did for years.
Okay. Someone else who has disappeared for some time, very excited about this. I think we got a David Wilderness video again.
Oh, sick.
New drop. This is...
it's Uncle Colin.
Uncle Colin.
Hell yeah, dude.
I see you've played Knifey Spoonie before.
What a week for Australian accents. We had Lee Ram the Fourth yesterday. Now
crushing.
We got Colin McGeezer's Yard Art. I'm assuming that means yard art? Yard art?
I guess.
Let's hear him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
G'day, mate. It's Colin.
You call that a knife?
Colin McGeezer here. And once again, we've got...
All right, hold on.
Why are there bottles of water all over the place?
I was just about to say, like...
There's literally, like, four of them.
Is there a way I can... I'm going to slow this down so we can observe what's going on in David's house here. Look, mason jar. I think that's a thing of... what's the fuck? Ginger. And then, yeah, it's all bottled fancy water.
A whole gallon of water. How thirsty are you,
there's
Dave?
One there. There's one there. There's one down there. That almost looks like a fucking 40. Is that a 40 of Mickey's? That's the right color bottle.
Maybe.
And the right shape. Oh, please, God.
G'day, mate.
We should listen to the whole thing like this. I just want to get a look at his table.
Once again.
More water, antlers.
Hot sauce.
A thing of sriracha. It looks like he's living in filth, is what I'm taking from all this. All right, back to normal. Oh, those are books. I thought that was stacks of money at first. Like, damn.
Going on the run, I am.
A most unpleasant situation.
Those guitars.
On the outside.
Damn, he does have a sick house.
Girlie.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Hey, girlie. You're Colin's dog.
Please let me free.
You're Colin's dog, and it doesn't matter very much, but we'll get you on film anyway. Because you like to kill things in the bush.
That is making me sad. Girlie's not looking... young.
Dude, David is not going to do well if Girlie passes.
Well, I've got some bad news, because looking at the dog, it's looking a little old.
That might be the one thing that truly, truly breaks him.
Since you're useful. We like to call this a useful beast. Very useful.
Make sure I don't kill myself,
hey.
We do.
We say, Girlie.
Give me a reason to wake up in the morning,
do
you?
Not till we get our yard done, mate. Yada, Colin.
Yeah, what is... Why? There's trash everywhere.
What in the world is yada? Mate, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's like 22 degrees outside Fahrenheit, mate.
Yeah.
And then above and beyond that...
Two-car garage.
Had this strange pattern appear.
Well, there used to be two cars there.
Something wrong, Yank.
Before everything went wrong.
This is this is not even the first time he has showed us snow patterns on his driveway and said the Illuminati was doing it.
It almost any time it happens, the Illuminati has done it.
I believe last time it was the Eye of Horus that appeared on his garage in the form of snow.
This morning, the driveway, mate. So I call it Yada. Might have something to do with this apparatus right over here.
Oh, so he just plowed his like he was.
No, this
he was
is art.
He was shoveling his snow and made it like a Zen garden.
Yeah.
Besides all that, mate, gotta frame things up a bit. Adds a little bit of vim and vigor.
What?
Spice.
You know.
To your otherwise dull, dreary, and essentially pointless and meaningless life.
Well, Freudian insight there. Yeah, he's not doing well. We'll browse through
Twitter
after
and
this.
Toiling on a sphere of indifference as your feet.
Damn, losing a lawsuit is not good for a man.
Oh, no, it's all setting in.
Oh, fuck.
Sludge through the mush. Below zero horrific temperatures, mate. This is horror.
I guess the question is, why is he shoveling his driveway if he never goes anywhere?
Because he needs something to do.
I guess. He needs purpose.
I don't speak blithely about these things, mate.
I like how he still doesn't understand that it's cold in the winter.
I don't think I've ever seen him with any form of facial hair before.
That's how bad it's getting.
This looks... It looks.
That's the most he can grow.
This is such a different look for him.
It's horror. I'm horrified being here. It's a complete mess. It's a complete nightmare.
Yeah, it looks
anyway,
like a real nightmare.
Wait, what was that? Toodles.
It's a complete nightmare. Anyway, toodles. G'day, mate.
I love him so much.
G'day, mate. He's
fuck.
The best.
I see you've played Knifey Spoonie before.
That's, Oh, this was the tweet I was talking about the other day. I've got a super gross but thankfully not very big sty on my left eye. Just woke up to that at 3:33 a.m. I've been working through the books to do videos, and I'm halfway through book three, going great. If you have a good remedy that speeds up recovery, please share. I doubt I'll be letting any more dogs lick my face. That happened on Monday, and I washed it immediately, but I doubt it will be happening again.
I like how he says, I'll doubt it'll happen again. It happened again, but I doubt it'll still happen again.
That's, I'm definitely changing my pillowcase straight away so no potentially infective material remains on it.
Oh, good, David.
Man, he tweeted a lot in this thread. Another angle is I am going to clean my humidifier. Something nasty could be getting aerosolized in there. If you have a pure gold ring, rub it on the sty. Sounds weird, but it's an old remedy that my late mother used when we were kids, and I still use it to this day. I did it 5 minutes ago, and it's already feeling much better. Wow, you guys are awesome.
Damn, they cured him.
Fuck, I wish I would have seen this early on, because I guarantee I could have suggested something dumb and gotten him to do it.
Okay, piss in a cup and then pour it over your eyeball.
Yeah, and take a video of it. All right, let's... I was thinking about this the other day, just because sometimes I do. This is a guy revealing sex toys.
Hey, we are here to answer some questions and show a side-by-side.
I love how when he touches it, it's like a bowl of jello.
I know.
Comparison of two of our fuck me silly mega masturbators.
Fuck me silly.
It kind of looks like he is not happy that he has to be doing this, which really adds to the enjoyment for me.
He probably prefers to do this in writing.
Well, because having to stand in front of a camera and, you know, slap
two fake asses.
Yeah.
Here we have the
It
moves so much.
Of our fuck me silly mega masturbators. Here we have the fuck me silly one, the original that started
that
the entire line, and then the new black version of it, fuck my big black ass.
Now hold on, why is the white one called the fuck me silly?
Because that's the 1.0. The fuck my black ass is the 2.0.
Excuse me, fuck my big black
big
ass.
Big black ass, excuse me.
I need that for the soundboard.
Entire line, and then the new black version of it, fuck my big black ass. people are wondering if these are the same mold or if there's any differences to them.
People around the country are talking about it.
Some people, quite frankly, some people are wondering if these are the same mold. I said yes, same mold. Best product ever.
He should have sold these instead of those shoes.
And the answer is no. The only difference fuck in my these big is black the color
ass.
Of
fuck
the...
my big black ass. That's what we tell them, right, folks? We're going to build the wall and fuck my ass.
Which mimics real skin. Aside from that, they're the same mold.
Oh, good.
The same internally and externally.
Don't spread the...
some of the other...
He's really palming the ass. He's really going for it.
I mean, the man knows his way around the product.
Yeah. It's just, he looks like he's a bartender at one of those places where you throw tomahawks at the wall. Like,
what do you think he tells people he does for work?
I molest children. Anything but this. I guarantee this is not what his answer is.
Frequently asked questions that we get all the time.
Yeah, I don't like the way he's...
Well, he's like, he's spreading it. Then he like looked in it.
Yeah, he's getting into it.
When you gaze into the abyss.
The tunnels connect inside the way they do on Fuck Me Silly 2.
What?
And the answer is no. The tunnels don't connect and drain out to the back.
Uh-huh.
On this one, about 9 inches in, the tunnel connects like a U-shape. So,
what is it? Oh, he's saying the pussy and the ass are connected.
Okay.
If you watch, when you watch this out...
to when. I like that correction.
U-shape.
Disgusting.
So...
I'm guessing some customers have probably neglected to do that, which also, like, that's kind of a big thing to be washing out. You would need to put
it's,
that, like,
yeah, or maybe it's not dishwasher safe.
No, maybe you just put it in your front yard and take the hose and fucking
shove
it
in the
there
ass.
And blast it out.
Make sure you flush it out completely. When you put the water in one hole, the water and the debris will come out the other.
The debris.
It doesn't matter when
the debris.
Oh, God.
Hole you flush, they're both the same. Just know that it's going to come out that other hole and not the backside of the piece.
That's like a Looney Tunes thing. Some guy puts it in and fucking shoots back into his face.
It's jiggly like a...
My big black ass came on my face.
Real woman's butt. Uh-huh. It's ample.
It's
jiggly like a real woman's butt.
I don't think most human bodies move that
much. Oh, the ass doesn't jiggle? Like, maybe with these new BBLs, they're so artificial, that's how the ass jiggles.
It's big, you can really grab onto it, you can position it, move it around, do different positions in the bedroom.
Can you?
Hell, you can go at it with a friend.
Oh, Jesus.
God, no, please don't share.
That?
Hey, dude, you want to come over and share this fake ass?
You want to come fuck my big black ass?
Another question we get all the time is, you asshole, you pervert.
Yeah, he's looking like he lost his ring in it or something.
You think he's getting horned up touching him?
Probably. He's fucking, you know, he's palming it.
That's why this video is only 2 minutes, because he's like, I got to take a break.
Are the tunnels ribbed? And yes, inside there are some ribs for added sensation.
Stop
in the
fingering the fake pussy.
I believe you. Don't put your fingers in there.
God,
how is this on YouTube?
Stop fingering the asshole.
He really slid it in there pretty easily.
Opening is smooth on that side of the tunnel. Another thing that people want to know is this water...
Who are these people and why do they want
to
know?
Who is submitting questions to your website?
I wonder, we'll look it up after it's over. How much you think one of these costs?
$300.
I'm going to say $80. I'm going to go low.
No way.
Proof. Can you submerge it in water?
This is too high quality.
And the answer is no. Fuck Me Silly 1 and fuck my...
Wait, if you can't submerge it in water...
Waterproof. Can you submerge it in water? And the answer is no. Fuck Me Silly 1 and fuck my...
What?
Big black ass are not waterproof.
I love that he has to call it Fuck Me Silly 1 and fuck my big black ass are not waterproof.
You got to make sure you get the
product
name.
He's talking about them like different fucking space launches.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's branding. You got to make sure you use the proper name of the product.
Side of the piece.
Oh.
There's a...
Whoa. It looks really horrifying from this direction.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just a disembodied partial torso.
Air hole. There's a foam core inside of this to make it light enough to move around. As it is, it's a really heavy, weighty piece. So if you submerge this in water, it's going to get to that foam core.
Right.
This allows air to escape so that when you're really putting
we're really going at it.
That's so funny that you could fill it up with water and then just weigh like 200 pounds and you couldn't move it anywhere.
Oh, something's wrong. My
big black ass.
My big black ass has put on weight.
Weight on it. It doesn't pop.
Uh-huh.
It's for your safety and enjoyment of the product. So that is the comparison side by side. Stop so you can see that. The difference.
Yeah, God, I don't like the way products. He claps the ass.
As with all Fantaflesh products, there could be a slight variation in the color. The one that you get mm-hmm. could be just a hue darker, a hue lighter. But this will give you a general idea.
No, you told me this was a white product, okay? I can't fuck a beige pussy that's too dark.
I didn't want a big black ass.
If I wanted a coon pussy, I'd have asked for one.
What the difference is between the two pieces. If you have any other questions for us, feel free to email us. Our email is info@pipedreamproducts.com.
Send your questions in, everyone.
No.
Wait, what is...
No, don't end like that.
Why did he feel the need to do this? For those of you just listening, he finishes what he's saying.
Yeah.
He looks dejected.
And then he starts shaking the asses.
And then he puts a hand on either end, just starts jiggling them around like those pinball things where you... The kinetic statues.
Oh, God. Look at how much joy he gets out of that.
What a freak.
I don't like how much he enjoyed jiggling those asses.
That's my... Now we gotta see what
the comments were.
Yeah, well, I need... I want to see the price first. You were right. $285.99.
Hell yeah, dude. I knew it.
But now it's called the Pipe Dream Extreme Fuck Me Silly.
Wow.
Mega pussy and ass.
Mega pussy. Does that mean there's more pussy?
Let's fuck me silly, make a pussy ass in stock, ready for immediate delivery. Now available in black is fuck my big black ass. You have always dreamt of fucking a hot bitch like this. So what are you waiting for? Take your
Take
your fuck slut out of the box. Push play on the hardcore DVD.
Damn.
What year is this from?
All right. They must know that the people who are ordering this product are perverts. Because if you still have DVD porn.
Well, it comes with a DVD. Get out the free lube and pound that pussy and ass till you fuck her silly. There you go. That's 20 pounds.
That's why the ass jiggles so well.
Damn, so that thing really would be like 50 pounds if you flooded it with water.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what the comments on the video had to say.
I can only imagine someone actually taking this advice.
How does he say all this with a straight face? I would argue that wasn't really a straight face. That looked like a guy who...
Not only do I give gangsta-level respect for him keeping his composure despite the sexual subject, but I also respect the dude for his diversity.
Perhaps a fuck my smooth Asian ass or fuck my detailed brown ass would be in the next line. All right. Where do we want to go next? Any of yours?
I guess doesn't really matter.
We mentioned the Trump sneakers, so we might as well show a picture of them. I thought this was a joke when I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it probably should be.
I believe he was charging, what was it, $400 for these, or was it 500?
Something like that.
And they sold out. They sold a thousand pairs of them, and they're already being resold on sneaker websites for $1,000 a piece.
Damn, they'll be going up. Those things will be worth $20,000 by the end of the month.
I mean, these, it looks like Jordan 1s that just got spray painted gold, right?
That's probably what they are.
Like, I'm almost positive that's all it is.
I just can't imagine wearing that in public.
Did I miss something? Why is he selling sneakers? I don't like my president selling sneakers.
The man moves merch.
I guess so. Well,
he was like, "Oh, the MAGA hat was gaudy. Let me one up that."
Well, I suppose he probably needs some money these days to pay off whatever he's being.
Yeah, the man's got to diversify his portfolio. They're trying to bankrupt him.
Yeah, he's gonna have to sell a lot of sneakers to pay that off, though.
We sell shoes now. They took my buildings. We're gonna sell shoes.
They fucked my ass.
They fucked my ass. They took my buildings. So I said, "What about sneakers?"
Let's see here. Benzino crying on there. Harry Potter. What is this? Breaking news. The Nigerian government is fighting a losing battle as notorious street defecators continue defecating on public places. The Nigerian government launched a campaign that aims to stop Nigerian from public indecency. However, uneducated Nigerians refuse to stop defecating in public. Is this real, or is this one of those, like, images from a racist website?
I'm pretty sure it's real.
Let's do a little fact checking on the go here. Nigerian street def, not food. I wish we were talking about Nigerian street food. Huh. About 6 million Nigerians lack access to plumbing. Wow.
Yeah, dude, see, they keep shitting in the street.
Is this from the Nigerian newspaper? Can you imagine if the LA Times put out an article like the American public shitting in the street?
I mean, in San Francisco, yeah.
I guess that's true. We're not so different after all.
Yeah, we are a third world country now.
The federal government has identified... No, I'm not signing up for Nigeria today. I don't think... Look, if this is the headline that's coming out about your country, I don't think I need any more information about what's going on over there until you straighten this out.
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'll check back in later when you're not, you know, shitting in the street. The federal government has identified Kwara and Plateau as the states with the highest population who engage in open defecation. Why is that a stat they keep track of?
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, how many children do you have? How many times do you shit in the street?
How frequently do you shit on the roads?
One of its officials also said Nigeria has the highest number of persons defecating openly. The director, Water Quality Control and Sanitation, Ministry of Water Resources, Emmanuel Awe, disclosed this at the 2021 first quarter lunchtime seminar. It's so funny. It's at a lunchtime seminar where you're just talking about people shitting out in the street for media executives in Abuja. He called for concerted efforts from all Nigerians to do more towards ending open defecation practice.
Man, we have to do a whole political campaign to get people to stop shitting in the street.
But, like, what are the... If they don't have plumbing, what are they supposed to do? Like, dig a fucking grave every time?
And that's a fair point. And if you're not going to give them somewhere to shit, what does it matter?
You know, we really do have it pretty sweet in the United States. I know it's cliche to say, but...
Yeah, we don't have to think about where we're going to shit.
Can you imagine if every time you had to take a shit, you had to go grab a shovel and dig like a 4 foot deep hole?
Yeah, in America, shitting in the street is a luxury.
Yeah, we only do it when we're addicted to fentanyl. That's the only time you have to shit in the street here. He said the data was obtained from Water Sanitation Hygiene National Outcome Routine Mapping Survey. Man, they're really lengthy with the public industry names here. Launched in 2018 to fill the chronic gaps in monitoring and routine assessment of the status of the wash service in Nigeria. According to him, Nigeria still has the highest number of persons defecating openly, saying no fewer than... Oh, Nigerian money. I was like, $455 billion?
Like, God damn.
What is that, $13?
Yeah, I mean, maybe $100,000.
Billion Nigerian. Well, don't they have, like, million-dollar bills there?
Maybe.
Okay, that's $300 million. That's, you know, that's a lot of money to be spent on
shitting in the street.
Mr. Awe said that if the country could invest more in sanitation infrastructure, there would be sustainable ways of safe disposal of waste, business opportunities, improved productivity for all. Well, I mean, isn't this like literally how part of the Black Plague happened back in the day, is we didn't have any...
Shitting in the street?
Well, because everyone, you would shit in a bucket and then fucking dump it out into the street.
I mean, yeah, I assume that's how most major epidemics started.
What? The director identified open defecation as a major contributor to rising cases of kidnapping...
And wait, what?
Does defecation mean something I'm not aware of? Or
this hat? No. Wait.
This is a bit.
All right, hold on. Wait, what? No. Now I'm confused.
This can't be real.
Does defecation mean something else in Nigerian?
But the picture, like, that can only mean one thing.
I'm so confused now. I thought I had this story figured out.
So many twists and turns. Let's No, I mean, there's News Nigeria.
Why are people
Nigeria,
getting kidnapped over defecation?
The International Bar Associate. I mean, well, you're certainly vulnerable when you know how dogs, when they're shitting, they look around. That's kind of like a built-in thing to look out for predators when you're vulnerable.
I can't tell if I'm misunderstanding.
Just to be sure.
The sentence?
Define defecation. The discharge of feces from the body. Now, does it have some obscure meaning?
Why?
What is going on in your country that taking a shit gets you kidnapped and it costs your country $500 billion?
How bad is it in Nigeria, dude?
Also, I mean, that is pretty funny. Just someone squats down, someone rides by on a motorcycle and just yanks them up. Well, I guess, you know, let's...
It occurs as a result of searching for convenient places to shit.
So it really is. Like, they're just,
literally just... They're, wow.
Wait, did I lose my place in this?
That's crazy.
Mr. Iowa said the country has inaugurated 77,400 youth volunteers to act as hygiene ambassadors towards scaling up... Wait, where is the section about kidnapping that just... Did they edit that out of the article as... major rising case kidnapping, sexual violence, knowing that this could occur as a result of searching for convenient places to answer the call of nature.
What a sick way as a bureaucrat to spin why we need to spend more money on not letting people shit in the open.
Also,
do you know how many people are getting abducted when they go to take shit?
What kind of psychopath is seeing someone take a shit and then they decide to rape them?
That's how bad the human trafficking problem must be in this country.
Open defecation contributes to rape and kidnapping cases that we hear about lately. We want everyone to take ownership of building and using their toilets at all times.
I went out to take a shit in the field, and he snuck up on me, and then he kidnapped me.
This, he noted, would see how to improve capacity, repair broken down schemes, saying strengthening sector infrastructure was critical to changing the poor narrative of state water agencies. He added that PWASH interventions have declared a state of emergency in the water and sanitation sector. Thank God we don't live in one of these places.
What an insane damn. That's worse than... not getting the aboriginals to pass out in the road.
I'm still not entirely convinced I have been reading from some stormfront.
I mean, International Bar Association, tackling open defecation in Nigeria.
You know, this article is from 2 years before the one we just read.
This has apparently been a problem for a while.
What? It passed India. Wow. Congratulations. In October 2019, Nigeria became the number one open defecation nation globally, passing India.
That seems progressive for some reason.
It is estimated that 50 million Nigerians defecate in the open.
There we go. We get a definition. Open defecation.
The act of passing excreta in open air locations instead of hygienic covered locations.
Nice, dude.
The phenomena does not just occur in rural areas of Nigeria, but also in the cities and among the educated class in public tertiary institutions, businesses, and residential areas.
Damn. Does that mean you're like, do they think you're like prissy if you use a bathroom there?
I can't, but what if you have a business, you can't afford a toilet, a porta potty. How about a big hole?
It sounds it sounds kind of like it's a status symbol.
What, shitting in the open?
Yeah.
Or having a toilet?
No, I think shitting in the open, like when you have options, it sounds like a flex.
Over 47 million Nigerians defecate openly in and on bushes, gutters, sidewalks, motor parks, recreation parks, rivers, and
just everything, dude.
That's a very extensive list. Some efforts have been made over the decades to reduce the cases of open defecation. Regrettably, they remain mainly efforts with only 14 of 774 local governments in the country free of open defecation.
There's so many politicians like, I'm not touching that. That'll ruin my career.
Man, the people in those 14 areas must really look down on everyone else.
Yeah,
though.
They must be disgusted.
The president in 2019, Muhammadu Buhari, signed executive order 009 to tackle open defecation.
It should have been number two.
And hit your button. Hey. In the same year, Nigeria's Ministry of Water Resources, in collaboration with UNICEF and some other key agencies, launched the initiative tagged Nigeria Open Defecation Free by 2025. Well, we've got bad news, everyone.
Damn,
it doesn't look
dude.
Like your roadmap worked.
We're setting, you know, timelines to get to the moon and Mars, and they're like, by 2025, we might stop shitting in the streets.
I will say, though, in terms of setting goals, this one feels pretty achievable. Getting to Mars is difficult. Not shitting in the gutter.
You would think it'd be pretty achievable, but yet the problem persists.
I wish, let me see, this is probably going to be too racist a question for the AI I use, but let's see here. Why do Nigerians defecate in the street? Open defecation in Nigeria is a complex issue influenced by various factors. Many rural dwellers defecate in the open due to deep-rooted cultural and habitual preferences, as well as lack of access to toilets. See, I would have thought lack of access to toilets would be 100% of the reason.
Nope, it's just, it's part of the culture, dude.
How? Well, maybe the AI will explain. It is estimated that 50 million Nigerians or 10 million households practice open defecation, leading to significant economic loss. I don't know why it's so funny to me that shitting ruined the economy.
They're shitting away their economy.
leading to significant economic losses and public health impacts. The practice is strongly related to poverty, yeah, and exclusion, particularly in rural areas and informal urban settlements. Additionally, the increased population in small areas such as cities and towns has led to a greater emphasis on hygiene and health, making open defecation a critical public health issue. Tackling open defecation in Nigeria requires addressing infrastructure gaps, cultural norms, and socio. Let's see what the AI has for this. So,
damn.
See if it's got the solution. The solution to open defecation in Nigeria involves a multifaceted approach that addresses infrastructure, cultural, and socioeconomic factors. The Clean Nigeria Use the the Use the Toilet campaign.
They're potty training a country.
That's so fucking cool. Please just use the toilet.
Use the toilet, please. We beg you.
Is a national initiative aimed at eliminating open defecation by 2025. The campaign focuses on promoting hygiene behavior, improving sanitation infrastructure, increasing the political and media support.
Do you think the Nigerians culturally like don't trust toilets?
There could be ghosts in them or something.
Yeah, do you think the toilets are like taking their soul when they take their shit? There's got to be like some witchcraft or voodoo suspected here.
Yeah, there has to be something that is causing this. I refuse to just believe they won't do it for no reason. It also emphasizes the need for proper funding. Yeah, I get that. Well, toilets aren't that expensive. Additionally, there was a call for intensified advocacy to sensitize the Nigerian populace about the prevalence, dangers, and solutions to open defecation.
I love that they just are like, no, it's not a big deal. What do you mean it's bad for us? We've been doing it forever.
They need the involvement of both public and private sectors, as well as a strong political commitment, is crucial to achieving the goal of ending open defecation in Nigeria.
Damn, dude. They're making it sound like they're trying to end segregation.
I love this AI because
the Borgen Project,
like it provides the links too to like it provides the works cited.
Dude,
page
they
here.
Have nonprofits dedicated to this
fight against open defecation.
God, that's insane.
There's like a whole podcast.
There's a whole health campaign to get people to look at the picture. She's got little turds underneath him.
That
damn
rules.
That's their country, man.
That's fucking cool. I love Nigeria.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if racism is right, but I know it's funny.
I know this is funny. Yes, I know that it being 2024 and you're in a fight to save $500 billion by not shitting in the street for a year.
Yeah, Elon Musk is trying to get us to Mars, and the Nigerian government's like, we got to get people to use the toilet.
I'm still convinced this is a racist psyop. This can't possibly be real. This is too on the nose for this to not be some sort of bigoted website that has pulled a fast one on us. All right, I think we can wrap up there. We're not going to top $500 billion on shitting. patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod. We've got that crazy cult documentary, which was fun. At Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. You're at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday, hoodoo.
Mamba out.